everyone's getting the job by being referred. Like, do we really believe that? Like, what is everybody sitting there spending hours, like, uploading their jobs to? Why would we do that if it didn't work? It's just...
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Welcome back, everyone, and hello, Em. I thought I'd mix that up a little bit. It's time for our very favorite part of every single episode, the Shoot Your Shot shout out. We're shouting out you guys, our listeners. We wouldn't be here without you. You've gone out there, you've shot your shot, you've landed a big win, a little win, you've got an update for us, and you've told us about it. Em, this week, we're shouting out JB, who was very kind and shouted us 5 coffees supporting the show. Thank you, JB.
Yes, they said, I promised myself that when I landed a job, I would shout you guys the coffees you deserve. Your help and advice over the past year of job hunting has been unbelievably helpful, and I've upped my interview game tenfold. As exhausting and emotionally taxing as the job hunt is, I knew I was getting better at the whole process with each interview. It's been a roller coaster with so many almost but not quite responses, and the never-ending emotional tenacity that's required to keep picking yourself up and up again. I start my new job on Monday, one that's right up my alley, a step up, it's closer to home, has higher pay, and it's part-time. The vibe from the first interview has been fantastic. I've been myself and everything has been easy peasy since. No mixed signals, no do they like me, like a good relationship, it's been straightforward and friendly. I almost gave up a couple of months ago and threw in the towel. Now that I'm here, I'm so thrilled I persevered. My gosh, to those in the thick of the despair that comes with job hunting, keep on. You will get there.
Oh, I love every single word of that. Incredible. And also, like, the relationship comparison.
Dating analogy.
Come on.
I knew you would love that.
Straight to me. That was straight to me. But I could not have picked a more perfect shout out for this episode. And this was recent still, but it just aligned so well that I thought, this is the one. This is the one that we have people hear at the beginning of this episode. The despair. Like, there's some really strong wording in there showing exactly what it's like. Nearly gave up, threw in the towel, like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then to get that good of an outcome.
The hit to your confidence, to your energy levels. It's just exhausting. And even getting really close and missing out sometimes is also more frustrating because it feels like I'm doing everything right, yet I'm still not getting results. And like, there's nothing you can necessarily go away and work on to get closer. It's just unlucky and it's exhausting, let alone throw in if you've got a family, financial challenges. Like, this is truly gut-wrenching stuff sometimes.
Of course. And we know logically, hey, I'm doing all the right things. I'm getting better. Like, I knew I was getting better at the process with each interview, but you do have that feeling of like, I would prefer to just not be interviewed than get all the way to the end. Like, the logic in you knows that it's better to get than be runner up, but you're like, it's just more exhausting that way. Like, it's taken more out of me to go that way.
You get invested. Yeah,
absolutely. So if you are like JB and you are really stuck and you need a bit of help, maybe you need more support than our free podcast. So you can go and check out my one-on-one coaching sessions or Interview Academy, which has had some really awesome glow-ups with way more coming. Read all about them, interviewboss.com.au/coaching to see if they are right for you and they might be the thing that really pushes you through to that next interview. And a couple of tips make the difference.
And if you would like to request an episode specifically on your conundrum or industry, kindly follow us on Instagram, slide into our DMs, send us an email, and we will add it to the content list, which is what we browse every single week when we're deciding what topic to do an episode on. Now, this week, we're going to dive in to the negativity spiral when you're in the thick of job searching. And it's exhausting and it's just killing you. It's battering your self-esteem. we want you to beware of the hive mind and of getting pulled under by believing that it's doomed, it's impossible to get a job, like really getting sucked in. Because really, if there's anything we've learned from this podcast, it's how much mindset plays a role in landing jobs.
So much. And like, that's not like a woo-woo, like manifest the job or anything like that. This is so practical. And I want this episode to break that stuff down for you, because I really, this is an episode I've been wanting to do for a little while. And I've been sitting on it a little while because I didn't want to do it when I was like feeling really hot-headed about stuff. I wanted to let it simmer a little bit and let the ideas form. But honestly, this is a warning. Like, I love you guys who are listening, and I really, really, really want you to not fall into this trap. It hurts me when I see it. Like, I can't even explain. Like, I set up a whole podcast because I was speaking to people over the phone in my recruitment job who I was like, oh, I just want to help them. I set up this whole thing because of that feeling. And there are people who need this stuff who won't listen to it or don't want it because of this negativity. So just, yeah, that's where this episode is coming from. Now, before we get into it, there is a little bit of a disclaimer. We're not going to talk about what you should do in this episode. We've got plenty of other positive mindset episodes about how to handle the rejection, like all this other stuff. So if that's what you're looking for, we'll link those in the show notes. This is going to be what you should be careful not to do when it comes to the negativity spiral.
Or if you are feeling like you're in the worst negative space ever right now, listen to this. This will help pull you back up. So let's just touch on the situation out there at the moment. It is rough. It is a very tough time to get a job, but there has been 100 tough times to get a job in the past, and there's going to be hundreds more tough times to get a job in the future. I mean, whether we look at COVID and layoffs, whether we look at, you know, startups and the tech sector, there was mass layoffs there. Like, whether we're transitioning into more AI jobs in the future and there might be some job layoffs there. Like, this is just a part of life. It goes in seasons and it's rough, but it always cycles through.
And it can be a completely different picture depending on the country that you're in, the city that you're in, the state that you're in, the sector that you're in, like tech, consulting, certain areas are having a tough time more recently. It could be how senior you are. Sometimes the market is fine at the mid and senior level, but there's no roles for juniors to kind of get in, or it's the opposite. There's nothing happening in the senior space. And like, it can be so specific to your particular scenario. And if your job search overlaps with some of those things all at the same time, it can be really extremely tough. So we're putting that out there. But I don't want this to be about 2025, you know, this particular month or whatever. You're not listening to this for like a news update on the unemployment statistics. Go and get that from whoever you're listening to your economic data from. This is bigger picture than that and longer term than that.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of stuff online about people saying how much longer it's taking to get hired, how many more jobs they're applying for. Like, you know, I'm applying for 300 jobs, like these really big, scary numbers, time frames. And reading that can really make you spiral. If you're already struggling and then you're reading online about everyone else's experience and how hard it is, like that will become your reality.
And the people who aren't applying for that many jobs and who are getting interviews and getting hired, they're not hanging out there. That's one of those other things that we're going to get into. So I want to say first, connection is good. Like if you've been laid off or you're going through this job search process, even when you've got a job, it doesn't mean it's any easier. I mean, it obviously is practically because you've got another job. It doesn't mean getting the new job is any easier just because you've got one, like you're still applying for lots. Finding a new job is hard. And the people that are immediately around you in your life, they might not understand what that's like for you now. It might have been a long time since they've been through it. They may just not understand. I think it would be kind of rare for you to have someone really close to you who's also going through the exact same thing, right? Like often you're going through it when no one else is. So it's really good to go and find connection with other people who are going through what you are and like, oh, have you seen this kind of stuff where they're making you do this application and what about this form and what about how you have to do this? Like it feels very good and validating because it's not just you. You don't feel alone anymore. It's like, oh, maybe it's only me that can't get a job and everyone else is fine. Like it is nice to hear, hey, we're in this together. Like other people finding this hard too. People with great years of experience are finding it hard. It can be really amazing. And honestly, we try and do a lot of that here. Like we share people's stories, like even JB and our Shoot Your Shot shout out is that's kind of exactly what that's meant to do. Like even people who got an amazing job really struggled and nearly gave up. So that's what we're trying to do as well. And you can learn from sharing experiences.
But there is a point where this hive mind can really allow negativity to creep in. So I feel like this starts with misinformation or really like exaggerations of something that has a tiny dot of truth. So
it could be news articles, posts, videos, whatever they might be, people talking about their experiences. And it might be, hey, I applied for this job and look over here, this company's not hiring and this is a scam. And there might be a bit that, hey, you know, that job actually really was a scam, but there's often a generalization. There's often like a correlation is not causation kind of thing where it's, hey, if this is true, then all of these must be the same way. Or if this is happening, then all of this is happening. Like you see this when people say nobody's getting a job by applying through the ad. Everyone's getting the job by being referred. Like, do we really believe that? Like, what is everybody sitting there spending hours like uploading their jobs to? Why would we do that if it didn't work?
Or like nobody is actually ever looking over your resume. No one's reading your cover letter. No one's reading your resume. If you don't have these keywords on here, forget about it. Or like if you don't use this template, then there's no point. You're not even going to get looked at.
I think your flag words should be nobody, everybody, never, always, those kinds of things that are just universal sweeping statements, I just think should be a big red flag, honestly, in a lot of parts of your life, but particularly when it comes to this stuff. Like there is just no such thing as a universal truth and a universal statement that holds for everything. There is nuance always. So like with any kind of online thing, this kind of stuff becomes an echo chamber. People who feel most comforted by that content and who enjoy that content and who engage with it are the kind of people who agree with it because they're also going through the same thing, or they've got an experience that they can share about their fake job that they had, or their scam, or their person who ghosted them, or their horrible recruiter experience that they had, or something else. And it becomes an echo chamber. And if everybody's hearing from each other, hey, I did this too, I did this too, it can feel like it's everywhere, it's universal, this is just exactly how it is.
Yes, I'll give an example of a time that I have got sucked in to an echo chamber in a dark corner of the internet. So in my job as a journalist, I'm in a lot of community groups on Facebook. It's how I monitor public sentiment to know how people are feeling, what's going on. I was in one for, there was a big development proposed in our region that was quite divisive in the energy space. And I joined this group to know what they were, you know, talking about, the misinformation that they were spreading, so that then when I was interviewing people, I could refer to what claims are being made. I was in there for a good reason.
Yeah. You're undercover.
I was undercover. And at the start, it was great because I had intel to what themes they were bringing up. I could put this to politicians. It was really, really helpful intel. But after a couple of weeks of being in there, and this is on just my personal phone, you know, at home, I'm scrolling social media, I'm getting flooded with these posts, and they start like taking screenshots of news articles. They start slamming journalists and saying, these are all corrupt. They're being paid. Like it got gnarly fast. And I started freaking out, being like, oh my God, I'm scared to report on this topic. It feels like I'm being surveilled. It feels like people are keeping a record of everything I say and people hate me as a journalist. Like I was getting so anxious when ordinarily I had never felt that way in my life about what I do.
Because you're just like, it's just a couple of people in a random group. Like it's because you were in there and you were seeing what they were saying and other people agreeing and you're like, oh my God, this is what everybody thinks.
And hundreds of comments. And then it got to the point where I almost snapped. Like it was like I read something and I just went, I can't do this anymore. And I texted my colleague and I was like, just a heads up, I've left this group. Please don't tell me about anything that they post in there, because she was also in there. I was like, I'm just putting it on the record that I'm done. I stayed in there for that long because I was still under the guise of like, oh, but this is for research and it's helping me. And I just got to a point where I went, bullshit, this is really detrimental to my mental health. And there's no reason that I can't still do my research through other traditional means of, you know, formally reaching out to one spokesperson rather than being flooded with these extreme opinions.
Or see what those people are commenting on public stuff, like see what they put on public stuff, because I'm sure that leaks over other places. Yeah.
It was extreme content and it was consuming me. And that was the first time that I was like, whoa, I see how much this can be a vacuum that you just get lost in, because it's overwhelming.
Imagine that you had joined that group because you were curious from the outside and you maybe agreed with like a little bit of their same values. How quickly you would feel like you were the one who was wrong because you didn't agree with all their stuff, and how our brains don't like it. This is my psych degree coming in. Our brains don't like it when we don't fit in, we're not the same as other people. And so if you're putting yourself in environments where everybody else thinks this, you are going to get dragged into that. You're going to feel like, hold on, I need to think those same things. Like, it's so powerful. The other thing that's really going on here is that we talk about this a bit when it comes to mindset and keeping positive and rejection and all these different things. You can't control the job search. You don't have full control over when your job search comes to an end, when you get that offer. It's part of the reason why it's so painful and it's so torturous, because we don't like when we don't have control. Our brains don't like it when we don't have control over something that's affecting us. So it's uncertainty. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when. You can't plan, and it creates stress. So things that take away that uncertainty can feel comforting. And what can take away that uncertainty is, this is the reason why. This is why. I can understand that now. I was confused before, I was worried, I was scared, but now I know why. It doesn't fix the problem really, but it's at least comforting. And that's where external blame comes in. It kind of shifts the story from, it must be me, I'm not good enough, you know, there's other people, what am I doing, I must have said something in that interview, to, well, I'm up against something bigger. And that's why I can't do this. It's not me at all. It's this other thing over here.
Self-soothing. It feels a lot better to be able to point the finger at another circumstance, whether it's that, you know, oh, all the jobs are just fake, or recruiters are against you. They're not actually there to help you. Like we said before, the robot isn't letting you get seen in the tracking system. You know, nothing will ever change. Just give up.
The system is broken. Like, recruitment is broken. The whole thing, corporate is like, you can just go down this whole spiral of like, the whole job system doesn't work.
Even though they posted the ad, they were always going to hire internal. Like, they don't even look at the people apply.
Nobody gets jobs anymore unless you know someone. It's all nepotism. Oh, man. And look, everyone's going to have an example of where nepotism did get someone the job. But that's the thing. Just because everybody has an example of it, it doesn't mean that that's the majority of the way that things happen. Like, it's so easy for stuff like that to feel like it's true when everybody can chime in and tell one little story. But that doesn't mean that that's actually how things are happening in the real world. This can end up feeling like you should give up. Nothing's going to change. You're up against something that you can't beat. There's nothing you can do. Yeah, you don't have control, but it's not your fault. And we literally heard that from JB, who said, I was about to throw in the towel. Like, I was done. This getting sucked into these kind of environments and these kind of spaces online, whether it's certain creators, certain comment sections, just getting your algorithm and your feed in whatever app or social media platform it is. I see this in LinkedIn, Reddit, TikTok, Instagram. Honestly, I think it could happen pretty much anywhere. It could probably happen on Facebook too. Like, anywhere people are posting things, this can happen. It's not about any particular community. I just think we need to be really, really careful with the job search, because there's so many other things that are going on there that make you really susceptible to this stuff. And I'm just seeing more of it at the moment because it's harder at the moment in certain sectors. Like, I don't know whether it's just entered my algorithm maybe, but I do really feel like there's more of this stuff going around. It's going to be easier to get sucked in.
Interview Academy might be the perfect thing you're looking for. Interview Academy is a course Sarah has been working on after delivering hundreds of interview coaching sessions and getting incredible results.
But unfortunately, I'm only one gal living in an Aussie time zone who works a day job, and all of that mean I can't help everyone one-on-one, which drove me crazy.
So for over a year, Sarah's been working on turning all of those amazing lessons into an on-demand, step-by-step interview prep course. We hold your hand through the entire thing.
And you can do it at home in your own time and get instant access right now. Check it out at interviewboss.com.au/interview-academy. The link is in the show notes.
So time for a bit of a healthy reality check. In some of these instances, yes, there is a kernel of truth. There are bad practices that exist. If you got ghosted by a recruiter, that sucks and that's not okay. You know, yes, there are markets out there that are really tough compared to other industries. Two things can be true at once.
Yeah. Some recruiters, some agencies are awful. And maybe they're not awful all the time, but maybe they acted awfully and treated you awfully. Like all of the stuff that people are posting about, I'm not saying it's all made up or anything like that. Often these things are absolutely happening, but they're just not the full picture. Some jobs are actually scams. Like we've actually done an episode on getting scammed. What did you say? Don't click the bloody blue link.
Yes.
I get text messages about like fake job scam things all the time. Like, what's your availability? Can you start work? Like, I don't even know where that came from.
It's a work from home job, only 20 hours a week for $900,000 a year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There are definitely cases of fake jobs. Like, absolutely. I'm sure that that's happening in some company or some place or whatever. Maybe they're scams. Maybe they're just, you know, market testing, whatever. We've talked a little bit about where you have to post an ad in order to sponsor someone, all that kind of stuff. That does happen. Absolutely, it does. We've talked about it before. But that's not the thing that is stopping your job search. Like, these aren't the full explanation for what's going on for your situation. And there are plenty of people out there. I could bring up 100 videos with 4 scrolls on my algorithm that are going to say that this is what's going on. All the jobs are fake. Nobody gets a job for applying online anymore. You shouldn't ever apply on Workday because they're going to AI, like whatever it is. I don't know what the latest thing is, but people are getting job offers every single day. We hear about them. JB, like we get messages all the time.
Literally listen to every episode, the Shoot Your Shot shout out. And when we have to pick just one, we've got 20 messages that day alone.
That's right. Yeah. Go to our Buy Us a Coffee channel, like go and see all the other people who are commenting. Job ads are one of the main ways people get hired. It's one of the main ways people get hired. And yes, you might have a cousin whose friend is a recruiter and they said referrals. Okay. That's not the whole world. I promise you people get jobs through applying for the ads. We're going to have to do a survey one day because I need the data to back this stuff up. Agency recruiters are an incredible career asset. They have been personally for me and for lots of other people that I know. Internal recruiters have a very hard job and they're often forced, not because of them, through other reasons, to sacrifice the candidate experience and do things that aren't great because of the position that they're put in. It's part of their job, right? It's kind of like being a debt collector. Like, you don't blame the person, really, do you? Like, it's what they've been told to do.
Or a parking inspector that hands out ticket fines.
Exactly. They're going to get fired if they don't do this thing, right? Like, that's the real truth of this stuff. There are a lot of valid reasons that a job might not end up going ahead, and only one of them is that it was always a fake job. But there are a lot of other reasons why it didn't go ahead and nobody was hired that were totally legitimate. They had every intention of hiring. Something changed and it didn't go ahead. There's lots of explanations. So I want you to be really careful. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of talking about every single fake thing that you might hear. Like, it's not really about all those particular myths. It's more about if you get sucked into this negativity, it's going to feel really productive. And I see people get stuck here all the time. So we had a little example of this recently, and I did a post on LinkedIn, and in the people's defense who commented on this, it was probably a little bit misleading. I didn't think it was, but a lot of other people thought it was. So clearly it was misleading. they're a bit confused about the way that I wrote it. It was a hypothetical post about someone not being honest in an interview process or whatever. But people interpreted it as if I was the hiring manager, not hiring someone and judging someone for having a gap in their resume or whatever. It wasn't. It was all hypothetical. And I was trying to give advice to people about, hey, here's how to avoid getting in a bad situation. Anyway, the point is, the same advice that you guys love, that 2.5 million downloads, that thousands of success stories, the stuff that works, that people thank us for, that we heard in our last episode that shouldn't be available for free, one of our listeners said, when I'm on certain platforms, occasionally our content ends up in front of people who don't want it and they weren't looking for it. It's relevant to them because they are a job seeker, but they didn't come and find us looking for help. It just turned up in front of them. Instead of loving it and listening to it and using it and getting results, they argue, they get defensive, and they point to all the reasons why it wouldn't work or it's not right or that's not me or it won't work or whatever. And it really kills me. Not because people are being negative and it's about me. I need to get more used to getting hate comments. We haven't had a lot of them, Em, but the more that you and I get, the better we deal with them. We're not used to it. But it's not about that. It's about the fact that I just think that person needs my advice, but they don't want it. And there's nothing I can do about that. It's torture, honestly, to see someone who I could help, who I know I could help, but they don't want help.
They're too angry and hurt and they just can't make space for anything else because that hive mind, the echo chamber, is soothing them.
Yeah. And if to have another worldview or another way of looking things come in once you're already that committed to the way that you see things feels like an attack on you. And then, you know, you're going to be more and more kind of stuck in your way of seeing the world. So that's why I say that this is a warning, because I want you to have support. I want you to laugh at the videos that make fun of the nightmare that it is to apply for jobs and to get ghosted and to be rejected. It's so nice to see, like, oh my God, someone's posted a funny video about the thing that I dealt with last week and really upset me. Like, that's so validating. Go laugh at them, but just be careful of your information. Be conscious of your algorithm. Be careful about who you're following. Like, it's okay to have the ha ha ha, yes, this is awful, but are you listening to people who are saying, it's awful, nothing's going to change, you know, here's how you fight fire with fire, you know, we burn the system, they lie, we lie. Like, it just can lead down this whole pathway.
It can really derail you. And the bottom line is you won't be able to show up as your best self if you fully dive in to the negativity spiral. It comes off in interviews. The people that come in and start talking really negatively about the last employer and their energy is just not there, it will affect your ability to land a great job. And so many people in these spaces give up. We don't want you to give up. We want you to recognize, ooh, this has kind of struck a chord. Do what I did when I had to retreat from the Facebook group and go, whoa, this is enough. Retreat, stop engaging with the videos, try and search up funny cat videos to get your algorithm to go back to normal. Like, it actually might be hard. You'll need to detox to fix the algorithm.
It is hard. It is hard because you have to swipe away from them as soon as you see them. You can't even watch it just to be curious about what they're saying and like have your mind go, like you have to swipe away to tell it, do not show me any of these anymore. Like, I want more positive things. Go and find more positive content, different content, put it away. Like, I don't know. Like I said at the beginning, this is not about what you should do instead. We've got whole other episodes on the positive things that you can do with your time instead of getting caught up in the negativity and how to look after your mental health, the positive things you can do. Go and find those episodes. I just want you to be extra careful out there because I feel like this crap is getting worse.
Don't get sucked in. This isn't toxic positivity. You're allowed to be in the trenches.
Oh, totally.
But don't bury yourself in the trench. Yeah.
Don't live there. Don't
visit
move
the trench. and then dig yourself out.
Yeah, go visit, feel better, and then make sure you leave. Don't live there because it's not helpful. And this is not about like, oh, let's protect recruiters. It's not good for you. I believe this with my whole heart, and I hope this is coming across. This was a weird, rambly episode, but I've wanted to do it for a really long time because I think this shit is dangerous. Now, if you're listening to this, I kind of think that probably you're not in this place because you've come here and you found us, right? But maybe in the future, there might be someone who you come across who needs to hear this episode. Save it, bookmark it, whatever you need to do. Maybe you might need to send this to someone in the future who you come across who's starting to be negative about their job search.
Maybe listening to this will be the alarm bells that will prevent you getting sucked in, because if you start getting whispers of it, the tentacles start reaching you, you might go, ooh, I think that this is a negativity spiral. Just quickly, this can happen at work as well. I feel like I go through phases where my colleagues will be hating things. They want to resign. They're like, I hate this place. And I have at times, like, it's easy to get sucked in. And if something bad happens and then you accidentally talk about it with the wrong person, you just want to vent like, oh, it was annoying when, you know, this person did this. But then you want to move on. But they kind of suck you so far down that you're like, oh my God, do I need to quit right now? And it's like, it's contagious. So my mission at work is to, I'm big on feel the annoying thing, you know, have a chat about it to your work bestie. But I choose to come in every day positive because I've noticed that the only person it affects when I have a vendetta against everyone and the company and whatever is me. Everyone else is fine. I'm just suffering. I'm miserable. I come to work every day hating it. Every task feels annoying. I'm the only one that suffers. So I really have a conscious motto, and I tell this to colleagues, anyone that's going through it. I'm like, look, you've got to make a decision. Do you want to be miserable? Like, if you are truly miserable, you know, you should quit and leave, but don't be in no man's land. You have to accept this is where I am. I don't have to endorse the things that happen here, but when they do happen, I choose to move on and be positive because the only person that suffers is me.
Yeah. Like, mic drop, like, incredible. Have you ever noticed when you're having a good day and suddenly everybody's nicer to you? And things go your way and everything's easy. It's not the fucking manifestation, voodoo, whatever. You're putting literally good energy out there. I don't just mean in like a, you know, magnetic, radiating, whatever. Maybe we'll find out about that with science one day. You literally are speaking to people nicer. You're smiling more at them. So they're going to say nicer things back to you. Like, you just end up having the nicest conversations. Things just happen around you and you're like, oh my God, there's like birds singing and flowers, whatever. When you are positive at work, you're going to get more positive stuff back because that's how humans work. If you're wandering around being negative, people are going to be like, hey, I should vent to Emma because she's negative too. And we can, like, you're going to attract people who want to talk about that stuff. It is absolutely very powerful. So thank you for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, follow us on Apple or Spotify, or better yet, send this episode to someone who might need to hear it. Rescue them from the negativity spiral. We don't want to see this stuff hold them back. Get them into the rest of our episodes. That also helps us to hit the charts, help even more people, rescue them from the spiral too, and maybe go chuck us a follow on Instagram.
We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.